Okay, everyone. So we are going to talk all about bras. I know this is a good topic for all of us because most of you are like me. You have voluptuous ones that need to be constrained when you're exercising. If you have questions, type them in the Q&A. Can you read Q&A? Or am I the only one that can read the Q&A?
I can read the chat, but I think the Q&A is just directioned to you. Okay. I don't think it's, yeah.
When questions come in the Q&A, I'll read those. And then, guys, please feel free to talk over in the chat also. You can chat it up and whatnot. But so I'm going to turn it over to Jill. I'm just going to sit here and enjoy listening to All About Bra Talk.
All right. So thank you for inviting me to do this because I love talking about bras. Some of you may or may not know that I work like – no, I wouldn't say closely, but I believe really strongly in Enel bras. And so they actually asked me to go live on their Facebook page to unveil their latest color a while ago. So I actually took my shirt off on a Facebook Live. And I was like, all right, there's no turning back from this. So I'm all in with the bras. So I'm going to take my shirt off today, too, because I'm wearing three of them right now.
Just awesome, though.
Yeah, I want to show you guys everything. So I looked through all the questions. I know I posted something in the Facebook group. Okay. And I looked this morning, there were like 93 comments. I'm like, okay. So people are interested. And there seemed to be
aggressive with wanting to know.
Love this. So there seemed to be some themes. So I kind of geared my talk towards answering at least most of the questions, but then of course, feel free to ask me anything. So I kind of want to start out with what you want to look for in a sports bra before I talk about like this, because I've got four or five different bras, different styles of bras to show you. But just in general with a sports bra, especially like if you're an A cup or a B cup, it's not quite as important, but if you are a C cup or larger and you're running or if you're taking like a spin class, people think spin class is just like so calm. And like, I don't know about anybody else, but when I'm in spin class, like I can knock myself out if I don't have them locked down. So like, it's a big deal. Or if you're doing yoga and you're doing a lot of like forward bends, again, like you get boobs in the face. So like your bra is super important. Pretty much for any activity that you're expecting to get your heart rate up or so forth, except maybe walking. Like walking, I think most people don't walk in such a way that they're going to hit themselves in the face. But if you're a C cup or higher, proper support is, there's two things, right? The first is your comfort, because it sucks to have your boobs jumping up and down when you're running. Like it hurts. It's like, regardless of whether, you know, what it looks like to other people, like it just hurts you. So, you know, that's my wish for all women, is to just be able to lock them down so that you're not thinking about how painful it is, or you're not thinking about what it looks like to other people. And then the other piece of it, especially with running, is if your boobs are like moving all around, especially like side to side and up and down, like you can end up with upper back pain. It can end up throwing off your gait, depending on how big they are. So it's almost important just for athletic performance to sort of get them handled so that you can, you know, run comfortably or ride your bike comfortably, or even like, I don't know if anybody golfs, but like if you have big boobs and you try to golf and you're like trying to follow the instructions to, you know, okay, hands together. And it's like, I can't because these are in the way. So.
Well, you know, lifting weights for me, that's a problem. Because like whenever I do anything that has to like press down, especially, then they want to move around. And I'm like I would like something really good and supportive, because a lot of times what I notice is like I'm changing how I'm doing it and I'm not actually hitting my triceps anymore. Like I'm hitting other muscles, but not my triceps because I'm working around them.
Right, right. And a lot of times, like a lot of the prettier bras, they give us a lot of cleavage and they look amazing under a tank top. But then, yeah, like you're like, oh, I can't do a tricep extension properly because I'm afraid I'm going to pop out the front of my bra because somebody designed it so that I would look attractive to men in the gym instead of being able to just like, you know.
Hold that on.
Exactly, exactly. So what I want to talk about first is, I mean, I know like when you're buying running tights or whatever, like spandex and stretchiness is super important, but with a bra, not so much. So I'm going to show you two different bras here. And one is designed for running and one is not. So with a bra, with a running bra, you want, it's okay to have stretch in the side to side direction. In fact, you want to, like, this is the band of one of my Enels, right? And you can see it's got a lot of stretch. This is goes around the ribcage. But then if you look at from top to bottom, there's almost no give whatsoever.
Okay.
Right? So this bra, like, it's not hooked up, but like when I wear this bra, you know, there's not a lot of up and down motion. And there's really not a ton of side to side motion. It's got a little bit of stretch side to side, but most of the stretch is in the band of the rib cage just so that it fits properly. Right. Mm-hmm. So this is a typical Enel. This is what I wear. And you can see it's got really wide padded, slightly padded straps. The straps aren't actually super padded, but they're soft and they're wide, right? Like they're almost as long as my thumb. So
like other bras will, right?
Exactly. So other bras are like, all right, these are the bane of my existence. I don't even know why I have these in my closet, but if you look at this Champion bra, and this is my size, right? But it's got these skinny little straps and it's got almost no coverage in the front. And it's just like super stretchy in every direction. And it pretends to have cups. They're supposed to be cups, but basically you put this on and you end up with just a uniboob. Like everything goes right into the center. And then it's not really held in place. And like, we've got these skinny little straps that are, going to dig into our shoulders. So wide straps.
What causes the uniboob?
So I'm not a construction expert with the bra, but I think it's not enough structure in the front. Okay. Means that they start sliding around and they just kind of end up in the middle due to, I don't know, centrifugal force maybe or something. Yeah. Okay. Cause there's a difference between uniboob and like some bras, like this one, you'll end up, they'll just go right to the middle in like a Champion bra. And Champion has other bras. This is the example of like, they're really, really, this is like a $20 bra and you get what you pay for.
Right.
But like the Enel, it has like individual, the cups aren't individual, but the bra is so compressive that it keeps them where you put them, right? So like I'll put my bra on and then I'll just like tuck them where I want them to be. And then that's where they stay.
Okay.
So,
I got to get some new bras. I'm just going to tell you right now, I'm going to love this because like mine suck.
Okay. So I have the perfect bra for you, which I was actually thinking about you. So now is where I get to like take my shirt off. I want to talk a little bit more about fit. So I know a lot of you put in the Facebook group that you don't want to feel like you're completely, that you can't breathe. So if you can't breathe, if your bra is so tight that you can't take a full breath, like, yeah, that's too tight, but it should be put this on. This is actually not an Enel. It's a She Fit. Okay. These are really fun because these are like cup like me. These probably aren't going to be great for running. I don't wear this one for running, but I do wear it for almost everything else because it's got like, you can see it's got like almost individual cups, right? Yes. It's a pretty color. What's that?
Does it zip in the front?
It does. Oh my God. Yeah. So it zips in the front. So here are some like nice details to look for in a bra. So this particular one has these little flaps that cover the hardware. So there's no chafing under, you know, on your skin. Because if you have like, if you didn't have that, then every time you run, that little zipper is going to dig, right? Right. So this bra, this is a sheaf. It has these nice little details here and it unzips. And so I'm going to show you what the back looks like. So it's not a back close. And that's the other thing you want to look for. Like if you're somebody who's struggling because you're like, I put on my sports bra and then I get all sweaty and I can't get the fucking thing off because it's like, it's a workout. Look for a front close bra. So this one's pretty easy to get off. It just unzips. Comes right off just like that.
I need because like seriously, when I sweat like a beast, it is, I can damn near
pull the worst
out of that thing.
it's totally the worst. I know. So like always get a front close bra. But here's what I want to show you about this one that's like extra special. So I'm going to zip it back up. The only thing I say with this one, if you're maybe a triple D or higher, this might be hard to close because like you get it, this is what happens to me. Like, I get the bottom in and then my boobs pop out and I'm trying to zip it. And so this one's like a little trickier to put on. But once you've got it on, it adjusts in the back. So this is like,
oh, wow. Okay.
Any different size you want in the back. The straps aren't quite as wide as I like, but they are pretty, pretty well padded. They're completely adjustable with Velcro. And here's the cool thing about this bra. You can turn it into an X-back. So you can actually, so if you like, can take these out like that. And then you can crisscross it.
Oh, wow. See, and I like an X-back.
Yeah, like that. So this one is like really, I don't know if I'm doing this right, but this one's really adjustable. I'm not doing that right. There we go. So like now you can see it becomes a crisscross back.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. So these are SheFit. They're not cheap, but they are. They do come in lots of colors. The problem with the SheFit, like I said, is it doesn't have quite as much compression as like a triple D or higher might need for running. Although give it a try because everybody's different, right? So for what might be not enough for one person might be more than enough for others. It goes up to a 46 inch band, which I know there was at least one person that said they need a 48 inch band. So I don't know if the 46 inch is when the Velcro is fully extended or not. So it might be worth a try to see if you can fit into it. If you're interested, because I do think this one comes in smaller cups.
Okay.
So this might be a good option for some people. So that's SheFit. And I think if you just Google SheFit, you should find it. I'm not sure if the website is She-Fit or SheFit, but
if you have really, if you'll send them to support, the Sadie will put all of your links inside the posts in the Facebook group.
Oh, totally.
When we do the replay.
Okay.
All in there.
Okay, so that's one bra that I think is really good. That's not an underwire. The other bra that I highly recommend, that's because I know a lot of folks were saying, I want support, but without an underwire. So this is an Enel that I'm actually wearing. So that's, it's basically the same as this
one. I like those shiny ones. You look like a superhero.
I know. Oh, I got to show you this. I've bought every color they've ever made.
Oh, Jesus.
So they do them limited edition, and so I just buy them. So I've got like a full collection. So every year they put out a new limited edition color, and I have their latest one underneath here. So this one I recommend. Like, it's not the prettiest bra, but it is, I think it's the best for running. If you're a C cup or higher, like, it locks them down, right? So you can see in the back, it's full coverage.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah. It's full coverage and it's got 12 hooks. So this is another one. Like, you put it on, like, it's a little weird to get into because it's like you're lacing up this corset. But then when you take it off, I promise I have another one on underneath this. when you take it off, it's just like, boom, just comes right off and you're done. Okay. So that's the Enel Sport, which I totally recommend. The Sport, yeah. And as opposed to, they have three bras. They have the Sport, they have the Light, which is basically the same bra, but it's like super, super stretchy. I recommend this for walking, not for running. And then they have this one, which is the Racer Back. So as you can see, it's got, Okay. Yeah. And so I actually have a tank top that goes over this really nicely. So it covers, so if you're like, I don't really care if people see my bra, but some people actually do care. And I get it. So the Racer Back kind of appears under your tank top. So the thing about the Racer Back, it fits a little bit differently than the Sport. It's a little, as you can see, it's a little bit lower cut. So if you're somebody who likes cleavage, mm-hmm. you can get some cleavage out of this one. It's lower cut in the arms too. And that's something I wanted to point out, that if you have, you know, things hanging out on the side, like if you have body fat hanging out of your bra on the side, you're likely to get chafing when you run. Okay. So if this is like an area for you where you have extra fat, you want to make sure that it fits in such a way that nothing's hanging out.
Okay.
The Sport's going to be better for that because it just comes up a little bit higher. Like, I wouldn't run in this one. This one has it fits a little differently than the Sport. I think
I like that Sport one. I like something that's like, it feels like almost a whole shirt. You know what I mean? Without being a whole shirt.
Exactly. Yeah. So that's why I love them too, because I really just feel, the way I describe it, the feeling of running in an Enel is that it's like somebody else is carrying your chest for you. it's like a weight has literally been removed. So that's the one that I highly recommend. Second, I would recommend is the SheFit, but I do have a couple other options that I brought with me. So if you like underwire bras, I have two underwire bras to show you. One is from Lane Bryant. And so that comes up to, that's like super, super, I don't know if you can see what I'm doing here, but it's like the straps are super adjustable. The only problem with this one is that they always come unhooked in the wash, and then you have to rehook them every time. But this one has an underwire, but it's not an obvious underwire. So like it doesn't look like it has one. And it's a pretty flexible underwire. So this is a Lane Bryant bra. This one's okay. It comes up really high under the side, but for me, it like pokes me right in the armpit. Yeah. So I don't know, like as far as compression and support, it's okay for running. So it might be one you want to check out, and it's probably going to be a little more cost effective. The Enels are about $65 to $70, but they last forever. The ones I have are like, I have some that are like 7 years old and they look brand new. So
that's what I was going to ask you. So like, you know how I love those expensive ass pants, mm-hmm. but they last forever.
Yeah, like, exactly.
I buy them is because like literally when I give away my Anna pants, it's because I've bought so many other colors. I'm just like, yeah. Somebody else should have them. And these are 6 years old. Do they ever stink? Do they have like stuff in there to keep them from smelling and stuff?
I've never had a problem, but I'm like pretty, like when I come home, I take my bra off and I throw it in a hamper that's got like I don't throw it in a closed hamper ever. Just cause like, yeah, that stink is like, it's not something fun, but, I've never had an issue with that. When I wash them though, I don't put them in the dryer either. Like I just hang them. So I don't know if that has something to do with it, but I have not noticed a stink.
I know like Anna makes clothes that have like the fiber is supposed to.
Oh, I see.
Maybe they use that in theirs too, where it's like a special treated fiber that is supposed to like keep the microbes down or something.
Not to my knowledge, but again, I've never had any problem.
They're probably doing something to them.
Yeah.
It's called the ass basket at our house.
The ass basket?
Yeah, it's the sweaty clothes that, like, Chris has worn near his ass, or, like, I spread in, they go into that basket. It's like, nothing else goes in there.
Exactly. Yes. Yeah. Because that's the thing. Like, if you're working out every day, you're going to generate a lot of clothing that needs to be.
Yes. That needs to be quarantined.
Yes. Quarantined. That's a good way to put it.
Yeah.
Okay. The other possible bra that's great for underwire is, this is by Wacol. Wacol.
Okay. I've seen
And I think this one you can get in up to a 44 or a 46 band. The Enel goes up to like a 53 inch band, which is why I think it's like an amazing bra. And I'll talk about in a minute about how to do the measuring, but this one, like the underwire goes on the outside. So it kind of, it almost looks like it's a corset. This one's like, as far as underwire bras go, it's pretty comfortable. And this one, I would run in this one. I don't just because I love the Enels, but the thing about this one is it's a back hook, and the same with the Lane Bryant, it's a back hook. But then the nice thing about the back hook is if your size changes, you can actually, well, I don't have one, but I don't know if you've ever seen bra extenders, but you can put a bra extender on this, right? And like get more, you know, if you're like, okay, I'm a 48 inch and they only sell a 46, like you can actually get a bra extender and like fit yourself into.
That's nice.
Okay. So that's all the bras that I brought with me. And again, like if you're an A cup or a B cup, something like this is totally fine because you're really not going to have much jiggle.
Right.
To begin with. But if you're a C cup, like this is going to give you a uniboob and it's not going to be super supportive, and just don't go there. And
so your advice is once you get above a C to start investing in like, you know, grown ass woman bras.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. And I mean, yeah, like $65 is a lot of money for a bra. I totally, totally get it. But like the only reason I have so many bras is because I keep buying the new colors. Like I could still be using the same three bras that I bought 7 years ago.
Why?
Because they are in perfect shape. So like, that's it. Like you make that investment and you're good to go.
So somebody asked a question and she said, I'm a 40D. I have to wear a normal bra plus a sports bra at the same time. This gives me great control with no movement. Any suggestions? Sounds like she needs to be in that Enel bra.
I would recommend it. Yeah.
Tracy, are you a runner? Can you post if you're a runner? that will help too. Like what, I'm going to get some of those for the in-nows because I need to do something.
Yes. I'm doing
a half marathon again. Finally.
Yay. Yeah. Getting an email. You're just going to be amazed at how like they're so supportive and that people are like, oh, they don't like, they're not very pretty because, but I just think they're beautiful. And this one, this is the current color that they have. It's like a black and purple design. So like
that gold one you were wearing that had like the whole made back on the back.
Oh yeah.
That was really, I like the idea of that whole back on there.
Yeah.
Especially because right now it's so humid in Nashville. If you did need to take your shirt off, I remember back in the day when I was learning to run, I was taking that damn thing off because like you would just die here. We're at 80% humidity, a heat index of 105. It's hot, you know. So she said she just started jogging. So that, I think that email bra would be good for her. And then Judy asked, any suggestions for those of us losing weight? I fear I'm going to be replacing them often. Would that be the adjustable one?
You could try the SheFit, yeah, for sure, because that is adjustable. That is like the Enel, definitely. If you like every 20 pounds, every maybe 30 pounds, you're probably going to need to buy a new one. The SheFit is much more adjustable. The band is, so that you might get like, you might get more weight loss out of that. But honestly, like, yes, it's adjustable, but only to a point. Right. So if you lose 50 pounds, you're going to have to buy new bras no matter. Well, you're going to have to buy new underwear. You're going to have to buy new everything. There's not much that you can adjust
down. It's a gift you give to yourself. Think of it as self-care.
Yeah. Well, and here's the other thing too. Like in the Facebook group that I run, like every Friday, I say, hey, if you guys have used gear to sell or you're looking for something, post here. So people do sell like, oh, hey, I've sized out of my Enel. It's too big for me. And they'll sell it to somebody else. And there are also websites. I can't think of the name of the website offhand, but I know for sure there's one that sells seconds. So like they'll have like a little flaw, but they're still completely functional and you can get them for maybe $40 instead of $65.
And that's something that for all of our tribe members, but I mean, we need to take a lesson off of Jill. Like we should, like, as you guys are losing weight, please feel free to like consign your stuff in the tribe and just say like, hey, I've got clothes. Anybody who wants them, they're good quality, because then that will encourage the next person who's losing weight, who may be a size down from you, to do the exact same thing. Yeah. And those of you that come to camp, we are going to be doing the clothing exchange. We do it every time we do camp now. We all bring clothes and then we don't even sell them. It's just everybody just picks and chooses so that, you know, you have like, you know, adjustable sizes. Somebody, this is a good one. This was one that I have also. So she says, I have to work out in two bras, one with a pad so the men don't look at my nipples, and an actual sports bra on top to hold the tatas. I have these things called dimmers, but I have fake boobs, and they, once you've had your boobs done, your ladies stay on high beam all the time. And I happen to have like a semi truck size nipple. So it's like, he's coming down the road, ladies. Do you have any bras that are good that are well padded? I hate wearing those things. They're like silicone.
Yeah.
Wet a lot. They move around and they're nasty afterward. And I just can't stand them.
Okay. So the Enel, you will definitely get headlights through that.
Okay.
Sure. Yeah. Cause I just had a photo shoot and I was kind of looking at myself. I'm like, oh my God, can you Photoshop out my nipples? Because it's like, I'm fine with standing on a Brooklyn street with my shirt off, but like for some reason with my nipples sticking out, it's like one step too far. So the Enel, is just like any other bra. The SheFit, I don't know, actually. I want to say, oh, the SheFit actually comes, you can see, it comes with in the industry, they call them cutlets. I used to work at a bra store too, just a little bit of
trivia.
I know, I do love bras. So the SheFit actually comes with a little cutlet so that, I mean, it's padding, but like it would definitely be protection, I guess, against the headlights. So I think a SheFit might be good if that's something that you're concerned about.
All right. And let's see, how do you take care of the bras so they last?
I wash them, you know, after every use for the most part. There have been times where I'm like, no sports bra, gotta wear one, gotta recycle one. But for the most part, I wash them after every use. I wash them on just a regular cycle, but I don't, I've put them before in the kind of washing machine that goes, that has like a center post. Okay. And sometimes they'll get wrapped up in that. So if you have a center post, make sure you put them in like a mesh bag. If you don't, if you just have a front loader, you can just throw them in with the rest of your stuff. But then I hang them to dry. Never ever put them in dry.
Yeah, I think that's really the key, because the drying is what will, and don't use fabric softener either. Anything like that.
No, I don't use anything like that.
Out of your workout clothes. I found that out the hard way a long time ago. I was like, I didn't even know that's what would happen. And I was like, why are my workout clothes going to shit? My mother-in-law educated me.
Oh, nice.
She's good at doing that. All right. So that's all the questions. What else do you want to cover? That was all the questions that came through just in the site just now.
Okay. Just looking through. I think I talked about most of the stuff. Measuring. So if you're going to get any Nell, they have a special sizing. And so they go from like 0 to 8, and an 8 goes up to like a 53-inch band, and the 0 is like really super tiny.
Okay.
So it's kind of like they fit everybody. But just if you're going to do measuring for them, I can show you how that works.
It's actually all sizes.
This works for all sizes, yeah.
Okay, that's awesome. Okay, I did not even know that.
So, oh wait, what was your question?
I think you were asking, did somebody talk about sizing? You were going to talk about sizing?
Oh yeah. So the Enels, so you have to do the same kind of measurement with an Enel that you would do for any bra. It's just that you have to take the measurements and put it into their little conversion.
Okay.
So their sizing is just 0 to 8 instead of like 32A to 48G or whatever. And so to measure for a bra, just in case you don't know, right, you measure, while you're wearing a bra, you measure your band right around where your rib cage is, right? And always, like, relax your arms, take a measurement. And then the second measurement, you want to take across the fullest part of your boobs. And again, you want to be wearing a bra and not a padded bra, like an unpadded bra when you do that. And then just, like, check yourself in the mirror. Make sure you relax your arms and check to make sure you're doing it horizontally.
Right? And why do you want to be wearing a bra when you do it?
Pardon?
Why do you want to be wearing a bra?
Because if you're not, if you're me, like your boobs are down here, and so you're not really getting the you want them to be in the place that they will be when you're wearing a bra.
Sorry. This is, you know, once you've had them done and they're lifted, you forget about all the struggles you had once upon a time.
Exactly.
Like, I can't even imagine why you would do that.
Yeah, so if you do, like, if you have had them lifted and yours stay up okay, then you probably don't need to measure with the bra on. But
okay,
yeah, so that's so those are the two measurements that you would need for basically for any bra. And I think most websites will show you how to convert. As I don't remember what it is offhand. I used to do bra fittings years ago, but I'm kind of scarred from that. So. I worked at one of those Legs Hanes Valley Playtex outlet stores, and women would just come in and like take off their shirts and be like, do you have this bra? And I'm like, oh my gosh, like, there's people around. Anyway, so those are the two measurements, and the difference for a regular bra, the difference between your band size, which is like around your ribs, and your bust size becomes your cup size, right? So like, I think if it's like a 4-inch difference, it's a D cup or something, but always check the website. And then with Enel, you put those two sizes in and they tell you which Enel size you want. And here's the great thing about Enel, which is first of all, their company is owned by this most amazing woman who was big busted, and she started the company because she couldn't find any, she's a volleyball player, and she could not find any bras to keep her boobs in place. So she said, all right, fine, I'm just going to have to make my own. And so she made her own sports bra, and now it's the Enel, and Oprah wears them, and it's amazing. But if you don't fall into one of their standard sizes, they will work with you to make a template for you.
Oh, wow.
Really? Like a custom bra. And I think it's maybe $15 extra per bra. And then, but then they keep that pattern for you on hand. And then every time you want a new bra, you're just like, okay, just make this one for me. And it's like maybe $15 extra.
Well, that's nice.
I know, right?
Yeah.
It's super fun. I think that is everything that I wanted to cover. That's everything I wanted to cover, I think. Yeah.
Does anybody else have any other questions about just like bras or why they're important? I mean, honestly, like why do you think it's really important that they, other than just like not bouncing around, like what makes having a good fitting bra so important to getting started with weight, like with exercise? Because I think a lot of our girls, what happens is like, so now we go into the thought work around it,
yeah,
is they get really hung up in how they look at the gym. And I don't mean just like they need to look beautiful. It's more like they worry because they're trying to wear like the bra they got from Walmart 10 years ago to the gym. And then they wonder why it's so uncomfortable to work out.
Yeah. I think it gives you that confidence. I call it like putting on your superhero cape. Like if you're wearing the gear, it's like if you're Iron Man, like Robert Downey Jr. is kind of skinny and like he's a cutie pie, but like he's really not like a superhero when you look at him. And then he puts on his Iron Man costume and like he immediately feels like a badass and he's got all these superpowers. And I think wearing your running gear or your fitness gear, wearing proper gear, does that same thing. Like it helps you fake it till you make it. It gives you that sort of level of confidence that like, hey, I'm wearing the stuff, so I'm probably at least partially belong here, right?
Well, yeah. And I think that's important because like I remember going into the gym and some of the hardest work I did was like going to the gym and wearing ill-fitting clothes.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, you just look crazy when you're wearing ill-fitting clothes. And so you get in your head a lot about it. But also, it's uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. Like, if you're trying to sweat and work out and stuff, like, I remember when I would do certain exercises, and because I had such, like, poor bras and poor t-shirts and stuff, I was always worried that my shirt was going to flip over my head. Mm-hmm. And then somebody would see my like, you know, shit-tastic bra that I had on. Because mm-hmm. I didn't have clothes that were really meant to be worked out in. It doesn't mean you have to go spend millions of dollars, but I think that if you're trying to learn how to like exercise and you are kind of going into it where you don't love it yet, don't put yourself behind the eight ball because you're going in with a bunch of, you know, husband's clothes on.
Yeah. Yeah. Just buy clothes that fit.
Yes.
Like, just that there. I mean, I remember the first time I took a yoga class and I was working out and I was wearing these really big baggy sweatshirts and I would wear like workout tights, but then I just didn't, you know, like baggy sweatshirts, baggy t-shirts. And the first time I did a downward dog and my shirt fell over my head and there I was with like, and I think I had an Enel on. So I was like, all right, at least the boobs aren't like falling out. But like, yeah, it was really embarrassing because I'm like, oh great, now everybody can see my body. And that was before I did a lot of work on myself. But, even like the whole thing about like people can see my body, even if I was all by myself, like I was suffocating under my stupid shirt.
Right. And that's kind of my point. It's like you go to the gym and you want to be able to work out. And then you're like, even if you're on the elliptical and you're wrestling because your pants are falling down and your bra's not fitting right and your shirt's twisting around and stuff like that. Just like, you know, deciding that you're worth investing a few dollars in some clothes so that when you go to the gym, you can focus on your workout and not on your ill-fitting clothes.
Exactly.
And working around them. And you chafe more too in ill-fitting clothes. Yes. God, the last thing you want is wiggle.
Yes.
You know?
Right. You don't want your bra like shifting around. You don't want like those big baggy t-shirts that have seams under the arms. And then if you buy them, the armhole is like way down below. And so then your skin's chafing and you're chafing on those seams. And same thing with like, you know, sweatpants have seams in them. And so like the inside of your thighs are like, you know, going back and forth and it hurts.
Yes. It hurts. Somebody said, I'm sorry I came in late. How do you spell Enel? I think she spelled right. E-N-E-L-L, right?
That is correct. Yep.
And the other one is SheFit. And I think, we were saying, if you just look it up on Google, we're going to put links guys in the replay to all this stuff. But if you look it up on Google, I'm sure you'll be able to find SheFit bras and it'll get you right to the website.
Yeah.
And do all Enel bras have the same closures?
They all do. Yep. They have different numbers of hooks. So like just looking at the one I've got, I think mine have like 10, the racer back, whereas the full Enel sport that's a little higher cut has 12. But yes, that's how they all open it. Like it's I mean, it's a little bit of an adjustment to get used to putting them on, but the first time you don't have to, like, don't ever buy a bra that doesn't at least have a back closure. Like, I don't know if you've ever tried to put on a bra. It's hard enough to get into them, but you know, that you just put on over your head, but like trying to get out of them is just no go.
When yes, you're sweaty, it's hard so, when they're wet. Like,
yes, exactly. So it's at least got to have a back closure. But the front closure is so easy because you just open it up and it just falls off and it's like, I'm free.
Right. Let these ladies breathe.
Exactly.
I had a girlfriend that she used to say, I got to air these things out.
So one thing I will say about the Enels is they do have a little bit of a chafing on some people. Like for me, this is like the smallest part of my body is like right under my boobs. And so I've got like a little bit of fat that sticks out. And sometimes there'll be a little chafing where the bottom clasp is. And so here's what I do with that. I just get this like cheap, adhesive tape. I don't know. It's like $2. It's like, the kind you'd use to hold a bandage on. And I just like take a little strip of it and I put it on my skin right under where, that,
just to give it a barrier.
Yeah, just to give it a little bit of a barrier, and it's totally fine.
Chris uses this stuff. I don't know if you ever heard of it called the Brave Soldier. Have you ever tried
that? I've never used that.
Oh, my God. He loves it. He's an easy chafer, and Jane uses it. He got Jane on it, and she swears by the Brave Soldier.
Really?
She can just look at something and get chafed.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
I've never seen sensitive skin like Jane's. And so, like, I don't know. They were talking about it one day, and he said, try my Brave Soldier. She was here. She had to do some long run. She was like, for God's sakes, I'm ordering a stock load of this.
Oh, that's awesome.
Now. Yeah, it's so funny.
So that's really good for under the band everywhere else under the UNL, but, like, there's just a little bit of metal, right, in that class. So that's just, like, one spot where it might dig. But the rest of it, yeah, Body Glide, Brave Soldier.
Is there a site you can recommend for workout clothing for a size 16? I usually buy at Athleta, but I'd love other options. I think shirts are really hard to find for my size.
Oh, totally. So I love Target. I love Old Navy. And you have to buy online most of the time, because I think in the store they go up to maybe an XXL, which is like about a size 16. So if you need larger than that, you might have to buy online, but they're really inexpensive, I think. And especially, Target has like the cutest tights and Old Navy does too. So they have like really fun stuff. It's inexpensive. Like if you wear it for a season and it rips, it's like not a big deal. So I love both of those, but I also like, for size 16, Athleta is amazing. KTK, that's KATIE, then capital K, mm-hmm. Active. And they're actually local to me. They make really cute stuff that's in sizes like 6 to 26, I think. They have like a really wide range.
Doesn't, have you ever tried any of the Fabletics stuff? Don't they have all sizes also?
So the last time I was in a Fabletics store, they went up to about a 14. But they might have online.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think on their website, they have like all sizes on there.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, I've never tried them.
I could be wrong on that, but it seems like I remember that. And I didn't even know they had Fabletics stores. They don't have them here on our side of the world.
They have one in Dallas, right across from the Renaissance.
I know. I saw that like... I didn't know they had stores. I thought it was only online. So that must be something newer for them. So,
yeah.
All right. And then I think that's it. I think that's all the questions. Do you have anything else you want to add? Wait,
Oh, there you are.
Yeah, you're back.
I went frozen for a second. Sorry.
Okay.
All right.
So do you have any other questions? Do you have anything else you want to tell them? Or
no, just take care of your boobs.
Yeah, definitely. Especially if you're going to do a lot of running, guys, it's important to take care of them, because like, if you don't want to ever have to get lifted like I did, you know, the more you're bouncing around, if you don't have good support, even like for those of us who have had, like I've had mine done, but they have fell over the years, they'll still, you know, gravity's going to take a hold. So if you're going to be running a lot and stuff, you want to make sure that you're, you know, that you just have good support for your comfort, for, you know, for all of us with fake ones, for your longevity of your investment, that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Great point.
Yeah. So,
yeah. Cause the up and down will like pull on the skin and pull and pull. And then over time it'll just,
yeah. And then you're right back to having to get a lift, and the lift is the most painful part of the surgery. So, you know, that's the part that you don't want to be doing because that's what they have to cut.
That yeah. does not sound like fun at all.
It's not the thrill of your life. All right. Well, thank you again.
My pleasure.
We'll get this up on the replay site, guys, and we'll get links to these things included into the post so that you guys have it. So if you're listening on the replay on the Private Member Podcast, if you just go and find this video, then you can find all the links and stuff. So,
well, thank you. I almost forgot. I have a free shipping code for everybody.
Yeah. So what is that?
It's Jill Ship, JILLSHIP. And
your email?
If you order it from the Enel website.
Okay.
They don't sell Enel in a lot of stores, so most people order from the website. So, you can get free shipping.
Okay, cool. And we'll add that also into the replay notes and stuff, too. So,
all right.
Have a good one. Thank
you.
Bye, ladies. Y'all have a good night.